This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimide with the news, the headlines first. Yeti Airlines plane with 72 people on board crashes near Pokhara Airport. 69 bodies retrieved from accident site, 3 passengers still missing, rescue works continuing from today morning. Government forms 5-member probe commission to find facts about the plane crash. Government announces public holiday today to mark National Day of Mourning for the Pokhara plane crash. And U.S. President Joe Biden declares disaster in California amid deadly storms. Now the news in detail. The search and rescue works for the Yeti Airlines plane crash in Pokhara will continue from early today morning. The Chief District Officer in Kaski, Tek Bahadur Kesi, said the search and rescue works will resume today morning, adding that it was halted for yesterday due to darkness and difficulty of the crash site. Among those on board, 3 passengers are still missing. Kesi said 69 bodies had been retrieved and identified dead bodies would be handed over to the concerned relatives in case of victims of Pokhara, while efforts were being made to send the dead bodies of the passengers from Kathmandu and from foreign countries to Kathmandu via a helicopter. The plane bound for Pokhara from Kathmandu on Sunday morning crash-landed near the airport in the Sethi Gorge. This is the first such dreadful plane accident that occurred in domestic aviation in Nepal. 72 people, including 4 crew members, were on board. There were 72 people on board, 53 Nepali, 5 Indian, 4 Russian, 1 Irish, Australian, Argentinian and French, and 2 Korean passengers aboard. Similarly, the crew members were Kamal Kesi, Anju Khatiwara, Srijana Hongchun and Osin Alemagar. Meanwhile, the government has formed a 5-member investigation commission to find out the truth and facts about the crash of the Yeti Airlines aircraft. An emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar formed the probe commission to identify the causes of the plane accident. The commission is assigned to submit a report within 45 days along with suggestions for preventing the occurrence of such accidents in the coming days. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel said the commission was formed under the coordination of former Secretary Nagendra Ghimire. Minister Paudel said the government would make arrangements for immediately executing the suggestions contained in the report once the commission submits the report. Likewise, the government has directed all airline companies providing domestic services to ensure a technical test before the operation of a flight. The cabinet meeting assigned the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal to monitor whether airline companies follow the direction or not. The government has also announced a public holiday today to mark a national day of mourning for the fatal plane crash. The government agency will fly the national flag at half-mast to observe the mourning today. Meanwhile, the government has set up a call centre at Thrivan International Airport to disseminate information about the plane crash. According to Thrivan International Airport General Manager Premnath Thakur, the call centre has been assisted by 2 contact numbers, 980-100-7531 and 01-41-3163. The numbers once again, 980-100-7531 and 01-411-3163. The facility is for the convenience of the families and relatives of the crash victims to receive the related information and for those wishing to be updated about the post-crash developments. Yesterday's cabinet meeting also agreed to make necessary arrangements for facilitating those wishing to receive mortal remains of the crash victims. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended deep sorrow over the loss of lives in the Yeti aircraft crash in Pokhara. Via the Twitter handle, the president extended heartfelt tributes to all passengers and crew members killed in the crash and offered heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The vice president has also extended his heartfelt condolences to the victims' families. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda also extended his deepest condolences over the losses of lives in the Yeti aircraft crash. The Prime Minister also extended condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. Similarly, political parties and top leaders of almost all political parties have extended grief over the loss of life in the deadly plane crash. The People's Republic of China and the United States of America have expressed their grief over the fatal plane crash in Pokhara. The U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu, through its official social media account, noted that it was extremely saddened by the tragic accident and extended condolences to the members of the bereaved family. Likewise, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, tweeted saying that he was shocked by the incident of the plane crash and expressed solidarity with the Nepali at this time of sorrow. Similarly, the state of Qatar has expressed its grief over the plane crash. The ambassador of the state of Qatar to Nepal, Yusuf bin Mohammed Ahmed Al Hail, took to social media yesterday evening to express his sadness over the plane crash. The 25th National Earthquake Safety Day celebration program scheduled for today has been put off in the wake of the airplane crash in Pokhara. The executive director of the National Society for Earthquake Technology, Surya Narayan Srestha, said the programs had been postponed as the government of Nepal decided to mourn the fatal crash of the Yeti aircraft in Pokhara today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in the state of California as the latest in a succession of storm systems brought heavy flooding to already waterlogged regions. The White House said in a statement late on Saturday that President Biden declared a major disaster in the state and ordered federal aid to supplement state, tribal and local recovery efforts in the area affected. According to the National Weather Service, the latest system was expected to bring heavy, lower elevation rain, significant mountain snow and strong winds, with another surge of Pacific moisture expected on Monday. The death toll from a Russian missile attack that destroyed an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro has risen to 23. Regional Council Head Mykola Lukashuk confirmed the death toll with 72 injuries. Ukraine's top military command said Russia carried out 3 air raids, 57 missile attacks and 69 attacks from heavy weapon rocket salvo systems on Saturday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Yeti Airlines plane with 72 people on board crashes near Pokhara Airport, 69 bodies retrieved from accident site, 3 passengers still missing, rescue works continuing from today morning. Government forms 5-member probe commission to find facts about the plane crash. Government announces public holiday today to mark National Day of Mourning for the Pokhara plane crash. And U.S. President Joe Biden declares disaster in California amid deadly storms. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.